Welcome to the Lipsticks podcast, where your hosts are myself, Jess Peace, and the wonderful Sarah McDowell. This podcast is your go-to place for all things gay. In each episode, we'll be talking about our experiences, LGBTQ plus community news, and other things that are going on in the community that we just want to share with you guys. We'll also be showcasing some of our favourite artists and collaborators from the community, and we also have a fun segment where we look at gay made up words as well. How are you, Sarah?
I mean, I have to say, you bossed that intro. You. Well done.
Bossed it. How's your week been?
It's been a busy one. It's been work busy, because obviously lockdown, because the UK is currently in a lockdown at time of recording, so there's not much that you can do apart from going on walks, is there? But yeah, no, it's good. Just work is a busy one this week, so my brain feels like it's melting a little bit. How about you?
Absolutely the same. Yeah, so obviously we can't do much, so it is just a lot of walks. I went on a nice one today, and then came back in, had a couple of cups of tea. It's all go at this end.
I'm just fed up of being cold. Well, that's what I am. Like, because obviously current rules is you can only meet with one other person, can't you? As in like one of the household. And yeah, the only thing you can do is go outside. So I'm drinking a lot of hot drinks, walking as well to stay warm. But I tell you what, I didn't know how good walking was for you.
It sounds like you've got some insight to this. Go ahead, please.
Well, like, seriously, like, the last person I went on a walk with shared their, like, Fitbit info. And we were walking for about 2 hours or an hour or 2 hours. And we burnt, like, 700 calories.
That is good.
I know. See,
I love a good walk for just good. The good old mental health, actually. I feel like if I'm pent up, or you know, want to let go of some frustration, and I want to do so in a distanced way, I go for a walk. It helps.
I mean, I have seen your Insta snaps, and you do take some good photos, don't you?
Are you ready, Sarah, to talk about all things gay this week?
Yes, I'm fully prepared, focused, got my gay brain on.
It's the only brain.
It's the only brain. Well, no, I feel like I'm taking my work brain off and putting my we apologize if we do end up sounding a bit ranty. However, this week we are discussing a topic that I know it was when we were coming up with first topics to cover. This was quite high on my agenda because this has happened to me a couple of times and I just feel like I need to address it. Do you know what? You know, when there's something annoying you, you talk about it, it's out there, and then you move on.
Okay, it's going to be like therapy for Sarah.
Hopefully. So this week we are talking about, times when a stranger or someone that doesn't know you that well, so like a friend of a friend or a friend that you had in high school way back when, or someone that you know of, they find out that you're gay and they feel that it's very fine. That's shit grammar, isn't it? Very fine. No, it's perfectly reasonable to ask very personal questions.
It's a good old token gay thing.
So am I allowed to share with you two experiences?
Yes, please, go
that
ahead.
I've had, because I think if we both sort of share and then we both sort of say like ways around it, because I think the thing here is obviously it's good to have conversations and to talk about it, but there is a line,
and
folks,
on your
there
own
is
terms
a line.
Well.
Oh, definitely. So experience number one. So a couple of years back, me and my friend went out for a night out, and we were at the bar and we bumped into someone that we knew from school. So we're talking like, so this was a couple of years ago, and school was like loads of years ago, basically. And this person we know because I think he was dating a friend or someone that we used to hang out with or something. So we're just chit-chatting, as you do. And obviously, at school, I was Little Straight Sarah. Well, not that wasn't my nickname. But, you know, I wasn't out. I didn't. Yeah. So we get talking. And at the time, I had a girlfriend. So I we're just talking about that, and I say how I've got a girlfriend now, and straight away he starts asking me, oh, do you scissor? Do you do this?
Wasn't expecting you to say
that. Do you use toys? Right, getting very personal. So my friend stands up for me and was like, whoa, yeah, hang on a minute. You and asked the question because she had a so she was talking about her boyfriend, and she was saying, like, you wouldn't ask me what me and my boyfriend get up to. You wouldn't ask what positions that we do. So why do you think it's okay to ask Sarah, basically? And he got defensive and was like, oh, I was only joking. I don't think he was joking, because I think when you tell with, but I don't know you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really know you. So that was experience number one. Experience number two was a taxi man. So basically, I was on a date with a woman, and I was very chivalrous. After our date, I walked her back to hers, said goodbye, ordered a taxi, and the taxi man obviously saw that I was on a date with another woman, and exactly the same thing happened. So straight away, I mean, the opening line was, I'm okay that you're gay. Didn't know that I needed your approval. Yes, thank you. So that was bugbear number one. And then again, I don't know him. He's a complete stranger. Again, he's asking me like what positions we do, what I like most about women, what toys that we use. Also, could I hook him up with some lesbian friends? And I'm sat there in the back of a taxi, like flipping out. So, yes, I mean, those are the two standout experiences. What about you?
I didn't know. Well, I knew the second one, but I wasn't aware that you were going to tell that story. And it's just so fucking rude. It's so rude. It's so strange. And I really don't want to generalize, but I knew you were going to say it was men that had asked. It's just such a weird thing. It's almost like, because it's such a popular like fantasy of two women, that they feel that they can ask you because you're like the person that they know that happens to be with a woman. It's just really fucking strange. It's so weird. Apologise for swearing, obviously, but for emphasis.
I swore as well.
So my experience, again, I guess in a similar way to you, I was straight at school, or that I knew of, and this little straight Jess.
Little straight Jess.
Although actually I did have for a number of years, because anybody who knows me knows I am quite happy to talk about things like sex, that apparently I look like or sound like I'd be into both. But then when I actually sort of came out as bi, got told that I don't look like I'm gay. So if anybody knows what a gay person looks like, please let me know, because obviously I need to style myself differently. although I do own a lot more denim now, so maybe that's a thing. But my experience was, I think I mentioned it previously in an episode a little, was that for the most part, everyone's been quite happy and accepting, as they should be. Obviously you get the odd thing of people that sort of, you know, ask you how it's different to being with a guy. Is it different to being with a guy? Do you miss it? That's another thing that gets me. Do you miss the penis? Like, Well, I was going to say something a bit more vulgar, but you get asked that a lot. Again, usually by men. But there's this one chap that I've frequented upon a few times because he's friends with one of my friend's boyfriends. And let me just say, actually, he seems like a nice enough guy when he's not around his friends. But when he's around his friends, the classic alpha male thing must just kick in. And he's an absolute turd, for lack of a better word. And when he first met me, he said, are you, insert friend's name, are you her lesbian friend? So I said, well, I'm a friend. I don't think it matters that I'm a lesbian, but all right. And then he proceeded to tell me how he could turn me straight. So then obviously I replied with, well, actually, I sometimes like men and you're still not my type. And he continued throughout the whole night. This has happened on three separate occasions, and all three occasions I've been an absolute bitch to him because I just don't think it's called for. And he'll ask me things like, do I go on top? Am I happy to strap up? You know, who's the giver? Who's the taker? Who's the man? Who is the woman? I'm like, clearly you haven't seen enough lesbian porn. The whole point is that there is no man. Like, we don't need you. We're fine.
We're fine and then, with what we've got.
You know, you kind of, sometimes I'd ignore him, sometimes I'd answer, but more to just like be an arsehole to him back, because I'm not usually, but I just kind of feel like, you know, fight fire with fire kind of thing. And as happy as you could sound, as confident as you could be, as sort of water off the duck's back as you could be with him, he would always end it with, I bet I could turn you straight, or you're only pissy because you want some penis. I just find it weird. Okay. I've never had a weird question like that from a female before. I don't understand. It's like they're obsessed that you could like women and not be interested in them.
I think for me, it's,
I'm generalizing,
like,
this isn't all men.
we are generalizing. And I mean, I just, like, as you were talking about your experience, there were so many like liners in there, like the whole, oh, you've just not been with
a real man. You've just not found the right guy.
Like, yes, the reason I like women is because I've not, that makes complete sense. But I don't know about you, but for me, I'm completely okay talking about things with friends,
like
different. People that I know, people that I trust. Like, that's completely different. But when I think what the issue is because, and I think you sort of like addressed it a little bit, like, two women is seen as erotic, isn't it? It's like, oh, it's a bit
it's
sexy.
Very sexy.
And I think because of that, well, I mean, very sexy, yes, very sexy. But because of that, I think they find it okay to ask those questions, and I think sometimes it's not, I think it depends on the person. Like, sometimes it's not malicious and maybe they just get caught up in the moment, or it's just, but I think it's just about being aware of, like, don't, like, because I would hate to make anyone feel uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's what it is. Like, think about what you're asking. Like, would you ask that to a straight couple? Or do you know what, or heterosexual? Like, just because we're gay and it's like this fantastical unicorn
thing. Another
thing
that's quite weird about it, as I've just remembered, as you said, is it seems to be, like, I have male gay friends, it seems to be very different when it's two women. But usually, like, I've had it when guys then offer to join you. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, what makes you think that that's what we're looking for? Like,
Legit offers to join you.
Like, I mean, I'm flattered that you think that we're hot, but Jesus Christ, like, what is that? It's just so weird.
If a threesome's happening, it's another
exactly. Exactly. No. Or the whole thing of, you know, when they then sort of bring up the whole baby thing, you know, like, I'm quite happy. I don't come to the pub to chat to strangers looking for sperm, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's not how it is. I think that's an issue. Like, not, I mean, this is sort of going into something else, but I think there's certain questions that are the done things to ask which shouldn't. So like, you should never ask anyone like, are you having children?
Yeah. You should just have.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and that's not just. Like, that's any relationship, heterosexual, gay, straight. Do you know what I mean? Just because you don't know, do you know what I mean? But, yeah, I think my point here is, I don't know, like, just don't think that you can just go straight in and...
Straight.
I don't know. It just takes me back sometimes, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it just feels really sort of regressive. And it's not that, I mean... It's quite weird because I'm quite happy to, you know, if you meet someone for the first time or you're talking to someone that you sort of know somehow, and they, you know, you get talking about partners, I am quite happy to sit and, you know, gush and swoon over whoever I'm may or may not be dating. But I think
who are you wishing that you're dating there? Is there some celeb there?
Actually, yeah, there is. You know this because I told you this the other day. Megan Mitchell, gorgeous, wonderful.
Right,
train of thought. But yes, generally,
get back into the podcast.
You know, happy to sit and talk about whoever it may be and, you know, tell you sort of why I like them and how gorgeous they are and brilliant they are. But I'm not going to sit and talk about whether or not we scissor if I don't know you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it, isn't it? Like, just know who you're talking to, and like say I mean, some questions are all right, I suppose, like, but it's just be careful. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but I feel like I've made my peace with that one.
I do, yeah. I didn't know how angry I was until you brought it up.
It's a good. See, I told you this was going to be a good.
Just dropping
topic.
A pen again. You did this pen. In the first episode.
Sorry, it's kids. I always have to have something to play with, don't I? I always have to have something in my hands.
So. I'm actually sat doodling. So there's that. I am. Yeah.
Are you? What are you doodling? What have you drawn?
It's not a massive.
Is it?
That, Just in case anyone was wondering.
Right, let's bring this podcast back on track.
Yeah.
Right. It's your week, isn't it? You've got
it's my week.
This week's hot goss or hot topic. Goss.
Yes. So this week, our news segment, unfortunately not hosted by Megan Mitchell, but if it was, I'd be totally down for that. So I was doing a bit of digging around, but I actually had a conversation with a colleague of mine around this very topic, and it is that high schools now must teach LGBTQ+ inclusive sex education across England. And this went out, I think, sort of late September, but it's something that is currently still being spoken about in the news. It's still something that, you know, quite a few people aren't aware of. But I thought it would be quite nice to discuss this because I had some thoughts of it on it myself.
Yes.
So the Department for Education basically said that they wanted to support all young people to be happy, healthy and safe. And they would be looking at basically all-inclusive sex ed. So whether that's heterosexual, bisexual, whether it's gay, whether it's, you know, looking at different things like transgender or non-identifying, just basically to teach all young people that they can understand human sexuality and respect themselves and other people.
Whoop.
I feel like this is a huge, like, I'm sat smiling because this is such a huge thing. I think that when I think back to sex education at school, which weirdly for me was, I think, year five.
I can't remember.
That seems like such a young age, but I guess we were talking about things like periods then. And I think my recollection of that was we got this TV set wheeled in and we all sat together. And then at a certain point, the girls would go off one way and the guys would go off another way. And they'd teach us basically about periods. And, you know, you get to watch a video of somebody putting a condom on a banana. And, you know, we've all sort of seen that or heard of it or experienced it. I think in secondary school, when people were sort of maybe at a time when they're probably questioning more so or they're sort of coming into their own. Obviously, you're more pubescent, you might be sexually active, whatever that might be. I felt like at the time it never really sort of struck a chord with me, because obviously little straight Jess then was, to her knowledge, straight. And I knew everything that there was to know about any kind of contraception, and I was very sort of ready when it came around. But then in later life, I think sort of coming to the terms with the fact that I also liked women, and yes, I'm a woman, so I know how everything down there sort of works and should be, for the most part. Mm-hmm. But there isn't much information unless you actually go out looking for it.
Yeah.
And that could be anything from, you know, like sexual health to, you know, other things. I feel like in sex ed at school, it was very much like, this is how babies are made and this is how to not get infections. It wasn't so much about how to, you know, what consent is like, what enjoyment is like, the fact that it could be for pleasure and not just for the sake of having children.
So it was very much focused on the, we have sex to make babies.
Yeah.
And this is, you use condoms to stop yourself having babies if it's not right, or diseases and stuff. And I'm completely with you, whereas I feel like with this new approach, they're very much saying no, like, because sex is such a big topic and there's a lot to talk about. And it's not just about that. It's about like enjoyment. It's about being safe. It's about like general sexual healthiness, isn't it? And stuff. And also what I'm thinking is, I wonder if how many times did I just say if then? I feel like I got stuck.
It felt like it was going on for ages.
I know. I feel like I got stuck. I was like a record that got a bit stuck on myself. No, but I wonder if when I was younger this was done, that maybe I would have come out sooner or realised sooner.
Yes, that's the thing. That is the thing. I feel like I'm hoping it's going to make a lot of difference to that.
Yeah, and also it sort of says that, like, it's a completely natural thing to be attracted to same sex,
whoever you're attracted to,
or the different sex. Or I wonder if they'll get into asexual.
I'm not sure. I think,
but I mean, that's another.
It says all.
Okay. But I'm just, when I hear about stuff like this, it's just like, we are progressing, guys. We are stepping towards
slowly
some goodness.
But we are getting there.
I wonder if there was any kickback. I wonder if there was any people who complained.
Oh, there will be.
Yeah.
Of course there will be.
They're like, oh, you can't teach about that because that might make people gay.
I mean, I'm not being funny. This could ruffle some feathers, but fuck it. If we can talk about religion, we can talk about relationships that aren't straight.
Oh yes, definitely. 100%. And I was just going to say, it just opens the conversation, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it does. It's the whole thing of, like, let's not pretend that teenagers or whatever age it might be, like I said, my first thing was in year five. It was really weird. Let's not pretend that people don't have their own minds. If they are questioning, if they think they might be gay, if they're, you know, if they're on this journey that might take longer than just being at school to figure out for themselves, like, let's not just assume that telling them it's okay to be gay means that they will be gay. It means that the doors are open, the conversation is there to be had, and it means that there are a few more people in the world that will understand it and accept it, hopefully, as they should.
Yeah, and hopefully it will also go towards, like, mental well-being and health, because I imagine that there's been the case where people have felt that they weren't normal because they weren't fancying who they were, air quotes, meant to fancy. And I just think this sort of, like, just erases all that, and it's like, it's very inclusive. As long as you're happy, you're healthy, you're protecting yourself, like, it's completely natural to fancy someone of the same sex. I mean, women are hot, guys. Why would you not fancy them? just saying.
No, Sarah, don't be impressionable.
Will you include a link in the show notes to this?
Definitely, Jess? Yes, of course.
Good news. See, I feel like we started off ranty, but it's now going onwards and upwards.
Because you know what, as well, I have a few friends that have older children, and a few of them are quite aware that they may be attracted to the same sex or multiple sexes. So
I mean, just experiment, guys. Have a go. you don't know, do you?
Blue, but go and have sex with anybody who you may desire, as long as it is consensual and good
and safe. But yes, right.
Moving swiftly on.
Jess, who is this week's show spotlight gay artist?
I felt like you couldn't get your words out then.
I know. I've had a long day.
So I think it might have been the last episode where we introduced a new section to the podcast where we basically shout out somebody within the community that's doing something awesome that we want to sort of share with you guys and big up. And it can be anybody. It could be anybody who is within the community. They don't even have to be gay, actually. Anyone, just generally. But somebody that has got something important to share. And
supporting the community.
Exactly. And this week, I've chosen an artist who is based in, I think they're from there too, Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. And this artist, they identify as they, but the name is Gabriella Grimes, and I will link to the Instagram account, but the art is just so gorgeous. There is so much on there which promotes healthy same-sex couples. There's lots of representation there across the board, so you know, multiple genders, multiple races, just lots of really nice positive affirming art, which is so gorgeous and so beautifully done, that I think you should check it out. So the Insta handle, we'll actually include this in the show notes because the handle's really strange. It's just, it's 3 G's and then Grimes.
Right.
It's nearly as great.
Grimes. I think is how you pronounce that.
Oh God, you made me laugh so much. But yes, it's better than mine. It's better than mine. But yeah, the
PC,
art.
PC, what? No. Anyway, carry on.
It's on one. But yeah, the art.
I feel like I'm having a moment.
Is so gorgeous. And I think it's worth taking a look if you want to see, you know, one, some great art, and two, some art that, you know, might represent you.
Awesome. So go check that artiste out.
If you want to and highlight anyone as well, please do email us and let us know, whether that's yourself or a friend or somebody that you've seen or just know that is doing great things and supporting the community. Please do let us know and we'll give it a shout out.
Yes, they don't have to be gay, just as a disclaimer. We will allow...
They don't have to be gay, but it'll help.
And I believe it's your turn for this week's lesbian, is it?
You say this gay every word week. Of the week. Every week you say to me lesbian, and I'm like, no, it's the gay word.
Sorry, I will get it in my head. Okay. This, Jess, what is this week's gay word of the week?
The gay word of this week. Are you ready? Drum roll.
Do you want me to do one?
Yes, please.
Can you hear? Right, I'm going to try.
Celesbian. So, the word this week is celesbian. And
I love it.
If you can't guess already, it refers to somebody who is A, celebrity, and B, a lesbian. So, in case I haven't mentioned enough, Megan Mitchell. She's hot, honestly. She's so hot.
How are we spelling the word, please?
So it's, hang on, C-E-L-E-S-B-I-A-N. a lesbian.
I love it, Jess. You've done yourself proud.
Yay. Are we adding it to the gay dictionary?
It is going in. I feel like we need a noise for when we put it in the dictionary.
Yeah, we do. I think we need like a little jingle as well.
I mean, there's so many jingles that we need, but one step at a time, you know. We'll get people listening and people will come flooding with jingles because, you know.
Flooding with jingles, okay.
Flooding with jingles. We'll be getting merch. You know, I feel like I'm getting very ahead of myself right now. But You
enjoy the merch, don't you? The lipstick.
I just want some merch.
Oh.
But yes. I'm very sad that I very much enjoyed this podcast episode. I mean, I enjoy them all, but this one seems to have flown by.
I feel like they get better and better, actually.
I feel like we get better and better.
Things can only get better. Oh, that reminds me. Go on.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, don't forget, because obviously people are going to be joining this podcast at different points. So don't forget about the lipsticks playlist on Spotify.
Yes.
So Jess has done a fabulous job of putting together an awesome playlist of just awesome gayness for you guys.
It's an awesome gay podcast.
Awesome gay playlist. And I often have it on in the background when I'm doing work, and it makes me laugh because I'll be like working away, head deep in a spreadsheet or something, and then a song will come in and I end up singing. Oh, do you ever do that? And you're like, oh, it's the song. Yeah, but anyway, so we'll always link to the podcast. I'm struggling, Jess. What's it called?
The playlist.
The playlist. Thank you.
Jesus.
I need wine. Give me some wine. But yes, right. We need to say how people can get in touch with us, don't they?
We do. Yes. So, do you want to go for this bit?
Yes, I will. Very, very nice. And
I want to ask you actually.
Yes.
Because this is our podcast and we can interrupt each other whenever we so wish. do you have any tops lesbians?
Tops lesbians?
Yeah.
Now you're putting me on the spot. Portia Del Rossi.
Now you put me on the spot.
Yeah. Whack them out of the park here. Portia Del Rossi, who is married to Ellen. She is fucking
gorgeous.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. Gillian Anderson.
Oh,
now,
yes. No, I actually see this, but this is because I used to fancy her when she was on X-Files.
So she's very good looking. I mean, she's not said that she's 100%. I think she's dabbled.
Nobody's 100%.
No one's 100%.
Myth busted.
then there's Ellen Page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's cute.
Who else have we got?
I don't fancy this person at all, but I do remember once I was watching Panic Room and I told somebody about it. This person was a male and he said, are you watching that with your good friend Jodie Foster? I was like, good friend what? And he was like, yeah, she's a lesbian.
Oh, Jodie Foster.
Yeah. Okay. Have you not seen, like, there's a meme or a little video that goes around where she's getting quizzed, like, in her early teens about if there's a guy that she fancies and she's like, no. And then they're like, would you want to be with a guy or something? And she gives off this really gay smirk.
Okay.
Go on, girl.
By the way, I have Googled famous lesbians and there's so many now, right? Just to Obviously, there's Jane Lynch, who was in High School Musical. Love her. She's hilarious. Lily Tomlin. So there's an awesome Grace and Frankie Netflix episode, which she's on. And I love Lily Tomlin. She's got all the hippie vibes going on. Ruby Rose. How could I not think of Ruby Rose? Sarah Paulson. Love Sarah Paulson.
I wanted to bring Sarah Paulson up because I was obviously on lesbian TikToks and there were so many things about her and I was like, is she a lesbian? Like, let me go and have a look. And she is. And her partner is so much older than she is.
Yes, yes.
Such an age gap. But you know what? I'm here for it. Whatever makes you happy.
I mean, she's been interviewed about that and she's just so like shoots it down. Like,
yeah, I love that.
The thing is, like, we don't have an issue with it. Why do you? What's your problem?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and yeah. And she's hilarious. Like, I always see clips of her on Ellen DeGeneres show, and I just love her. And she was on Graham Norton as well, and I do like. So would you? Yeah. So yeah. Yes. Anyway, you've got me thinking about.
I've got you thinking about hot women,
hot lesbians now.
Right. Well, on that note, we'll let Sarah go away and you know, to a heart's content, Google hot lesbians. But if you want to get in touch with us, here's how you can.
Yes. So,
go on.
Are you doing it? What am I doing?
I was going to do it while you had a moment to regather yourself, but go for it.
Okay.
Go for it, hon.
Right. So, yes, please do get in touch with us. And whether it's just to say hi, whether you've got a question for me and Jess, we will keep you anonymous. If you've got a story to share, if there's some news that you think we should talk, an artist, a word as well, because we might run out of words, mightn't we?
Oh, I love you. Like, you're so funny.
So yes, get in touch, and you can do that by dropping us an email. We are thelipsticspodcast@gmail.com. And we're both are personally on Twitter as well at the moment. So yeah, so you can find me at Sarah MCD UK. Yes, that does spell Sarah McDuck. You are correct. And what's your Twitter? I always forget how many Y's you've got. I want to say 4.
It's 3, I think, on Twitter.
Oh.
4 is Facebook. But yes, it's just at peace with 3 Y's on the end.
Beautiful stuff. So yeah, do get in touch with us. I've had a blast. Have you had a blast, Jess?
I've had a blast. I always enjoy this podcast. It's the highlight of my week.
Ugh, me too. I've got a massive grin on my face. So, yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. I'm absolutely starving Marvin. So and also because it's nearly the weekend, I'm going to treat myself to a glass of wine tonight because, you know, I'm an adult and I can.
Very nice. I'm going to have a glass of wine too. I also thought that you were going to go for the, because I am Marvin Gaye.
so smooth. Right, pleasure as always, Jess, and until next time,
peace out.
Bye.